it is time for an interview that we are going to be doing as part of our whole focus around wrapping up Oral Health Month with Dr. John Odendahl, who has been a dentist for the past 30 years. He is a dad of two girls. His wife is an oral hygienist, and he likes savory food such as samosas. His interests are reading and building things. Dr. John, thank you so much for joining us in studio today.
Hi, good morning, guys. Nice to be here. It's a bit intimidating seeing you all here, but let's go.
So firstly, in case Alex left out anything in your introduction, could you please introduce yourself?
Well, I'm generally a guy that's married, and I've got a family. I've got two children. I've got a mom and dad. I work every day, and we do general things that dad does, you know.
So how did you get into health?
Into health? Well, we decided when I finished school that we wanted to go study something. And then dentistry became interesting. I had a look at it, and you can work with your hands, and you've got to work with your head, and you've got to do some medical things in it as well. So that was quite challenging.
So did anyone inspire you to?
I think the person that inspired me the most was my old dentist that used to hurt me when he used to put fillings in me. So I thought I could do it a little bit better. So that was my inspiration.
And what led you to oral health?
Well, just the fact that, one, you can help people, and these type of results are quite immediate. If someone comes in with a sore tooth, then you can fix them and they feel better quite soon after that, in 5 minutes. And it was quite exciting. And you work with your hands, and you got to make things and make things work so people can eat.
So what would you do in a typical day?
Typical day. Wake up early in the morning, check my emails, and then go to work, check that all the equipment's on, make sure all the equipment's working, and then you start seeing your first patient, and you know what you'll be doing, if you're putting in a filling, or you're extracting a tooth, or you're going to give some instruction, and then you do that about 15 times a day, and then after that you stop. And you switch everything off, and you go home, and then you do all your paperwork. Then you've got to write up all your things, and you've got to plan your day for the next day. So just like you guys plan, we do the planning as well.
So what do you love most about doing your job?
I think the part I enjoy the best is that it's quite creative. So we can do something, and I can see what I've done. And then also, if there's pain on the person, and they come in, and they leave, they feel better. And that's quite satisfying. So that is the exciting part of it. I don't like all the paperwork.
I don't think anyone likes
it. And you've got to do all the admin, and you've got to do all the billing, and then you've got to sort out all the queries, all the troubles that come through. So I don't like that part, but fortunately my wife helps me with that. So she was an oral hygienist, and she used to work with me, but now she's moved on, and now she's doing all the accountancy parts of it, which I'm not very good at.
So now for the big question, because I'm sure there'll be some kids who aren't so sure about this. Why should we actually be brushing our teeth and flossing, etc.?
Wow. Right. Just remember, our mouths are not the cleanest parts of our body, and there are millions and millions of bugs in our mouth all the time. And these bugs love to live on sugar and all kinds of other food things. These bugs are very clever. And what they can do is they can make a glue, and they stick themselves to our teeth, and then they use the food and make an acid, and then the acid makes a hole in the tooth. So the sooner we can get the bugs away, the better. So that's why we brush for 2 minutes in the morning, and if we can brush midday at 12 o'clock, that'll be good as well, and definitely in the evening. And once you've brushed for 2 minutes in the evening, nothing to eat or drink after that, because also the process starts again, and then we get cavities, which we don't like.
So Andre and I actually did a project on this in school, the chemistry in foods, and we looked, we focused on teeth. So I don't think many people actually think about the impact of the foods that they put into their mouths have on their health. Could you tell us about this a bit?
Well, I think a lot of we eat a lot of sugars these days, refined sugars, and that's not great, because that just seems to be getting more and more and more, and most people enjoy the sweet things, but that's must be reduced. I think that's so important. So you most probably saw when you did part of your experiments, if you take an egg, a chicken egg, which has got a similar substance to juice, and you put it in a glass of Coca-Cola, after a week, when you take that egg out, it is soft. And that means that that's what happens to your tooth. So that's not a great thing. So we want to avoid acids, things with low pH.
Yeah, we were looking at, I found some research on the internet somewhere that said the bacteria that grows on your teeth can't live in an environment with a high pH.
Excellent. That's
and so we were trying to figure out the difference between whether sugar and acid, and we used orange juice because it has a relatively low sugar content as opposed to Coke, but a very high acidity level.
Yeah.
Exactly, and as opposed to Coke, which has a lot of sugar but high.
That's perfect research. PH, yeah, so. And that research is correct. So well done, you guys.
And we concluded that they're all bad and you should drink water.
Correct. Cape Town's a bit of a problem. There's not too much water here. Not too much water.
So from what you've seen of RX Radio, and considering that you have experience in the form of healthcare, how would you say RX Radio is going to benefit the patients, parents, and health workers in the hospital?
Well, I think it will be great. If we've all heard this now, there are basic things that we need. We need a toothbrush. We need some toothpaste. Even if we don't have those things, the most important thing are our diets. So we can keep our mouths very clean just by rinsing them. Before we go and sleep for a period of time, rinse our mouth out before and don't have any sticky, sweet things that stick on our teeth. You know, so if we can, our diet is big. If we can eat healthily and mechanically, physically take the things off our teeth, that'll help quite a lot. So I think that'll help the kids.
Yeah, because they're listening now and they're able to learn from you and what you're saying with us today. So we've got a few things that you've brought along. We've got toothbrush, we've got toothpaste, we've got masks and gloves. So what of these do you use?
Right, the things I use in my job is that we would like to decrease infection. So we use a mouth guard so that bacteria from me doesn't go to the patient, because we work very closely. When you're working in dentistry, you're working about that distance. So it's a bit intimidating, that, because it doesn't look nice.
Yeah.
Then we wear gloves as well to make sure that if I've got infections, you don't transmit them. You don't pass them on to each other.
Yeah.
So for each patient, once you're done, you take it off and throw it away.
And then you've also got your toothbrush and your toothpaste. How long do you say people should be brushing their teeth in an average day?
Right. I think in the mornings, the best is to brush in front of a mirror and that you can see your own teeth as well, so that you can see exactly where you're brushing. That must be tried and done for 2 minutes. So if one's got clocks and watches and some setting timing device, that'll be great. The amount of toothpaste you can put on will be the same size as your small finger, the nail of your small finger. That's about you need to put on. So you don't need a lot. Once that's done, you can rinse out and then try not to eat or drink anything after that for about 5 or 10 minutes, because you want to try and keep a good pH in your mouth. So back to your pH. That's the thing that works quite well. And if you do have sticky sweets, you can have them, and then after that you go and brush your teeth for 2 minutes.
Okay, thank you so much for joining us in studio today, Dr. John. To wrap up, and that was to wrap up the whole oral health month, which was last month.
Thank you.
That's fantastic. Thank you very much. Thanks, guys.